the bridegroom. Oh no, the man who assists the groom is the best man.
And one, there might be more than one of these, but there are
the ushers,
the women,
all the maid of honor.
More than they just have, there might be three of them. Call them
attendants.
Yes, but what are they called?
Bridesmaids.
And the bride and groom at the church, they were.
Married. Minister says joined in holy matrimony so much that you think nothing else.
A large group of people, this might be used in an appreciative way, but you say you want to indicate the entire an entire group was there. You might say the.
You want slang or
yes.
The gang?
Yes. Now what? And what you wouldn't say, not part of the gang, but the.
No, the whole gang was there. Yes.
Now this is a kind of entertainment. They have music is played. People get out on the floor. Couples.
Or square dance.
Or just a.
A dance.
Now, would you a more formal dance? Would you call? What might you call that?
Well, there are cotillions and.
Would you ever use the term ball?
Yes.
And what would that?
That would have more formality to it. Yes. Pardon me?
Pronounce it.
A ball.
And
that would always denote evening dress.
And what about a cotillion? Is a.
More for young people, a debutante.
And if a boy doesn't attend school, you'd say he
is a truant.
Or what is he doing, the act of doing this? He
plays hooky.
Or anything else that you might use instead of playing hooky? The boy who does this is neglecting his what?
Duty.
Or he's not going to get a good
grade.
Or
a good mark.
Overall, he's not going to get. If he does this through his entire academic career, he's not going to get a good. What's he going to school for? He's going to school to get a good
education.